Alyssa Milano rips CNN for trotting out Jeffrey Toobin to talk Texas pro-life law, was every woman unavailable? By Alana Mastrangelo on September 3, 2021. Left-wing actress and activist Alyssa Milano called out CNN for giving disgraced former New Yorker writer Jeffrey Toobin a platform to lambaste the Texas pro-life law. Was every woman elsewhere unavailable? Milano asked. Why is Jeff Toobin being given a platform on at CNN on women's rights and the Texas forced pregnancy bill? Was every woman everywhere unavailable? Milano asked of Toobin, who was suspended from the New Yorker last year after he was caught masturbating during a Zoom call with New Yorker and WNYC radio members. Less than a year following his suspension from the New Yorker after exposing himself on a Zoom call with his colleagues, Toobin returned to CNN as the network's chief legal analyst. Midnight in Austin. For the first time since 1973, a state has banned abortion. The great conservative legal project has succeeded. RIP hashtag Roe v. Wade, tweeted a dismayed Toobin on Wednesday. In reaction to Texas enacting a pro-life law that prohibits women in the state from killing their unborn children after a heartbeat is detected. Senior writer at Real Clear Investigations Mark Hemingway reacted to Toobin's remarks, saying Toobin impregnated a woman during an extramarital affair. Once more with feeling, a Mary Toobin impregnated a colleague's daughter, tried to pressure her into an abortion, and had to be dragged into court to pay child support, Hemingway wrote. I'd ask, have you no shame? For weighing in on this topic constantly, but we know the answer, he added. On Wednesday, Texas became the first state in the nation to enact a heartbeat abortion law, banning abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected. In a last-minute effort to block the law, abortion providers applied to the U.S. Supreme Court for an injunction, but the court declined to block it, allowing the Texas abortion law to stand. On Thursday, President Joe Biden announced a whole-of-government effort to fight the Texas ban, women ending the lives of their unborn children after a heartbeat is detected. Milano also took to social media to lambaste the law, proclaiming, Texas has proven Abigail Adams right. She said, do not put such unlimited power into the hands of the husbands. Remember, all men would be tyrants if they could. If men have power over our very bodies, they are the definition of tyrants, she added. Pass the Equal Rights Amendment. Fucking do it now. Milano's channeling of the late First Lady, however, has been called out by some, as Adams passed away more than 150 years before Roe v. Wade went into effect. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.